Let's check now the weather forecast with Mark Russo. He's at Risk Pulse in Chicago, Illinois. Thanks for being with us, Mark. Can you give me your assessment of what some have been calling a pretty persistent pattern of wetness across the Midwest?
Well, this active stormy pattern that's been in place across actually much of the central U.S. or here in the Midwest, especially southern Midwest and on into the Delta. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be with us here through the end of the month and even into the start of March as well. And already we're seeing some flooding issues on the river system here, ice jams, and it's helping to cause some of the flooding here as a result of the extreme cold back the past couple of weeks. But now with the significant amount of precip, snow melt, it's causing for very wet conditions, and this active pattern again looks to continue it basically through month's end and into the start of March.
Past the middle of March, I wouldn't think we'd know very much, at least at this time. Is that right, too?
Yeah, it's too early to really make any kind of confident call here on the persistence as we approach actually the first day of spring coming up later in March. But it's just thinking back and looking back at the pattern over the past 6 months, it's not like this wetness is really been a short-term item. This goes back all the way into the fall. In fact, it was one of the wettest Octobers and Novembers here across the Midwest, and that has basically just carried on through the winter, and some of that is likely related to the El Nino event going on. Some of it's also related to the instability of the polar vortex so far this winter. So it's certainly something to watch as we approach spring, but too early to really speculate on the details.
These are also related to the weather, I think, in some form that's been taking place in South America. What are their conditions like today?
Well, we're seeing an increase in rain across northern Brazil, and northern Brazil was the one area that saw dryness back in January, and certainly some decline in yield production and yield potential as a result of the dryness there. But again, it wasn't extreme, and now with rains returning as we move through February and generally a near normal rainfall pattern across actually much of South America here in February, that's making for a very good growing conditions for the latter stage of the crop that's still growing here. Now, some of the rains may cause some minor disruptions in the harvest, but overall, without any kind of wetter than normal pattern, that's not of any concern.
It's important to note that Brazil has a very long growing season and that they're at the beginning of the growing season for second crop corn. Argentina is in the middle of its growing season for corn, and both look, I suppose, pretty decent at this point.
Yeah, we're seeing that replenishment of soil moisture in Brazil for winter corn planting. And then in Argentina, we're wrapping up corn pollination, which they've had a very good season. In fact, it's been one of the wettest seasons of the past 10 years in Argentina. So their soil moisture is in good shape. Some areas a little bit excessive, but not overly problematic. And they've gone through pollination without any kind of major heat. And so it looks like favorable weather continues over the next few weeks, maintaining those ideal yield prospects.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Russo is with Risk Pulse.